proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible program. Today we begin a new series relating to the 6 days of creation, as described in Genesis chapter 1. Quote, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth," unquote. With these words, the first chapter of Genesis posited that the world and all of the life forms it contained came into being through the agency of a personal creator, namely God. The Bible revealed that this creator existed before his work, exists independent of his work, and remains apart from his work. Thus, the Bible refutes the theory of pantheism, namely that God manifests himself through creation. The Bible also denies the theory of panentheism, namely that everything and everyone contains a spark of divinity within itself or himself. Furthermore, the biblical account of creation rebuts the tenets of deism, a belief that God created all things, but does not control their operations in the universe. People have debated over the length of time involved in biblical creation. The Bible taught that God made all things within a 6-day interval, but how long do each of the days last? Some individuals believe that the Hebrew word for day, which is yom, that the Hebrew word for day, as employed in Genesis 1, could denote vast eons of time, rather than simply 24-hour periods. This interpretation would allow for the gradual development of life forms over the course of a day, which is a concept consistent with a belief in evolution. The Hebrew noun yom possesses the same degree of flexibility as does its English counterpart, day. Yom could refer to a solar day, as in the 20th chapter of Leviticus, but yom could also allude to a segment of time commencing at sunrise and ending at sunset, as it does in Genesis chapter 7. Nonetheless, in the first chapter of Genesis, the phrase evening and morning occurred in connection with the use of the term yom. This implied that the acts of creation took place within 24-hour time spans. Several other Old Testament passages seem to support this interpretation of the meaning of day. When Moses judged the Israelites in the wilderness, as recorded in Exodus chapter 18, we read that, quote, "The people stood by Moses from the morning unto the evening," unquote. In other words, Moses engaged in judging the Israelites over the course of a number of calendar days, each day lasting from morning till evening. The writer of 1 Samuel chapter 17 noted that the Philistine giant Goliath, quote, "drew near morning and evening and presented himself 40 days," unquote. Goliath thus issued his challenges to combat on a regular basis every day over a 40-day interval. The author of 1 Kings chapter 18 remarked that, quote, "the ravens brought him, Elijah, bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening," unquote. The ministrations of those birds lasted throughout the day, for as long as Elijah remained by the brook Cherith. Some people might believe that allowing only 6 days for creation would not give enough time for God to accomplish everything described in the first chapter of the book of Genesis. However, we need to remember that God is omnipotent, and an omnipotent God would have no difficulties in accomplishing the tasks of creation, and more, over 6 24-hour periods. After all, as God asked Abraham in the 18th chapter of Genesis, quote, "Is there anything too hard for the Lord?" unquote. God was well capable of creating the universe and all life forms within 6 24-hour periods. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.